Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
I'm feeling good, wake up. Feeling good, wake up. Feeling good, wake up. Feeling good, wake up. Come on, hey, I'm feeling good, wake up. I'm feeling good, wake up. Kansas City, what's good? Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's cold today, though, because it's a high of 37, and unfortunately, it's currently 19 with partly cloudy skies at Hogan Prep.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Love Your Pet Day?
Oh, man, I miss Kingston, my dog. Best Friend Friday. How about that?
Oh, is it?
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. I just made that up, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, it'd be like 50 different type of days in one day. So.
Right. Shout out. Well, we got one of our best friends in the town, Royal Chief. Chief. He's coming on the show this morning, y'all.
Yep. For the On the Wax DJ battle, we'll talk about all those details. And a cool thing today, B, we're announcing the J. Cole ticket winners later on in the show. Of course, the morning gossip comes at your 23s. We're going to hold you down for that. Flajay, she's a basketball player, college basketball player. Her mom spoke out. The question is, we love our parents caring, but is there a thing as parents doing too damn much?
Maybe. We got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. Your weekend is here. We partying on Best Friend Friday, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Let them know, D.
Hot 103 Jams.
Duh.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's good to feel good. It's even better to feel good about yourself and what you're accomplishing. The feeling of empty pleasures goes away quickly once the pleasure has ended. The feeling of accomplishment, however, lingers with you a lot longer. When you seek to feel good, consider which options would generate the good feelings internally from your own actions. Unlike the quickly fading externally produced pleasures, internally created good feelings are yours to enjoy whenever you choose to make them happen. An excellent example is physical activity and exercise. Not only does it leave you feeling good, you can continue feeling good about your choice to engage in it. Other forms of discipline, as well as focus, productive work, generosity, patience, and courage all have similar effects. They're ways to make a positive difference in your world while also offering positive reinforcement to yourself. Be happy with who you are by choosing behaviors you can be happy about. It's a simple yet effective formula that works every time. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 37. Cousins, it is cold outside. Put on your double jacket or do what you do. Maybe throw on a coat. Currently, it's 19, partly cloudy skies, and KCK. Ray J is in the headlines again. We talked about the singer. He was captured with bleeding eyes and a bloody chest monitor. Well, now he's speaking out and denying claims that he used fake blood during his recent performance.
I talked to the photographer, and he said that he was trying to make it lighter and make it cool because he didn't want us to look crazy, right? It's like your cousin going, nah, come on, you know. Is out there like playing around, like you see what, you know what I mean? Everything is calm to try to make sure that it wasn't as crazy as it is. And I don't know what to say. Like, it's like, I can only tell you what that was, and then that's gonna go dumb viral, and then that's it.
I'm confused.
Which part?
Is it fake or not?
He's saying it is not. He said it was a real moment, and the photographer might have taken some pictures and tried to remove some stuff or make it seem like it wasn't what was happening.
I was just gonna say, don't play with your health, man.
Yeah. So, and I don't think he is. I don't know, you know, what he actually has going on due to HIPAA, but I mean, he's been very forthcoming about his struggles with his health. So, hoping that he gets whatever help he needs and he'll be okay. Other news, actor Boris Kodjo, since he is German, which many people forget, he talks about coming to America, learning English, and then learning how to act African-American.
I had to really learn how to act like an African-American. Yeah. Because culturally, it's so different. Germans don't smile.
Nothing to laugh at.
So our sense of humor is totally different. We're cynical and sarcastic. That's who we are.
Yeah.
Black Americans are big and open and wide and loud. And and I had to learn how to be like that.
Sometimes it ain't on you. Sometimes it's in you.
I think he did a phenomenal job. I think of his role on Soul Food, the TV series. And, I mean, him and his wife, I forget her name. You know who she is. Nicole? Is it Nicole? Love them. He did a fabulous job, in my opinion.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
Yo, what up? This your boy, Lil Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Gems, baby. Let's go.
Kansas City Discover page is reporting that two nightclubs will now have to close, D, allegedly. The city of Kansas City has mandated the closure of Status and Boulevard Nights following a shooting incident that resulted in four people being shot this past weekend with two fatalities. An investigation is currently underway to gather information. In the meantime, staff, owners, and the customers are prohibited from entering the premises. So, this is probably the only correct course that we need to go to after what happened. Like, how could you go on as a business after that?
Yeah, I'm sure many people expected that, and the mayor, you know, of course, doubled down on his post that he dropped the other day with that announcement in the comment section, letting people know, like, hey, this is what's the next steps, and we'll proceed as such.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Oof, there's nothing more than I hate than traffic. And if you like me, cousins, just a FYI, if you use I-70, just plan ahead for this weekend. MoDOT will be improving according to the I-70 KC project. So it's going to close I-70 between 23rd Street and U.S. Highway 40 and 30, which is...
You said improving?
Improving.
You're a liar.
31st Street exit. The closure will happen around 8 p.m. Today. Drivers can expect that the closures to remain in place through 6 a.m. Monday morning. Mm. So it is expected for some different closures to happen starting 9 a.m. today. So plan accordingly. Get to work on time today.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech 9. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
All the cousins tapping that app at Hot 103 Jams. Or if you listen a traditional way through your car, you're riding downtown right now, about to bumper bump somebody.
Slow down.
On your way home to 35, on your way to your workplace, dropping off them babies on the way to school. We appreciate and love you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We love and appreciate you because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Facebook page. We're live right now in studio. If you want to see what it looks like live and in full effect, just go ahead and go to Hot 103 Jams on Facebook or Twitter. You'll see it.
You know
we
it.
Got our cousins in the comments. Shout out to Kiara Jenkins, Henrietta Clark, Ronnie Brown, Stacy Davis, Marcus Hearn. And we also got Carver Harris that's in the comments. We appreciate you all, and happy Friday to you. And then you know the Hustle and Shine text line going crazy per usual. Shout out to Carmen Nard sending some big love over to us. She said, always shout out to Hustle and Shine for always keeping me motivated in the morning. It's Friday. I know that's right. Big love to Anthony Drone, Shane Blaze, Brandocious. We had one of our cousins.
Brandocious!
that said, sending thoughts and support to Tamika Bowman. That was her friend. That is her friend and her previous co-worker. And, of course, that's Tashauna Ballard's mother. So she just wanted us to make sure that we are keeping that entire family lifted up in prayer.
100%.
Shout out to Kelsey Pullum and her best friend, Kimberly P. and Destiny Smith. Audrey Ramsom, Ambity Wiley, Tanya Allen. We got a lot of shout outs coming on this Friday. BFF Nemo Whitmill, a.k.a. Baby Mama. Shout out to the Jones family, Vicky, as well. Patty. Sheesh, y'all still coming. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, slow down, cousins. Happy Best Friend Day to Neek from Denisha Jones.
Flooded, y'all. Flooded.
Tracy. My mother dear over at Raytown Central Middle School. I know that's right. Macy. Mason. McKaylin at Oak Grove School District. My dog, Alexis, Anastasia Jackson. Are we getting there? We almost done, cousins. And then shout out to the students at Central Middle for completing A Kid in a Kitchen, 9-week course from Chef Taco and Chef Juan. Jayon. Jayon.
All right, we
shout
good?
Out to Chef Jayon. And then, shout out to Rich Harris and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Lord, there we go. We done.
All right, Fresco from Cuddy's Barbershop off Raytown Traffic Way. Love and appreciate you, dog. Andy. Shout out to the KC Marching Wildcats.
Ooh.
And Coach AA. She stopped by the Soulville Tour yesterday.
I know that's right.
Shout out to Adrian and Milani Johnson. Happy 13th birthday to you from Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Yeah.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high up 37. Currently, it is 19. Sunny skies at UMKC. Tisha Campbell shared that she offered to pay for Gabrielle Union's therapy very early in her career.
I saw the potential in Gab. She was working her butt off, but I knew she was going to be even bigger than what we were witnessing at that moment. And so I wanted her to have support because this business can be so crazy.
I just need me a little investor. Come on, man. You'll get paid back times three.
If you really think about it, though, we've had people that have invested in our lives in small pieces. In small pieces, like a baton has been passed. Maybe not paying for therapy, because therapy can be expensive. Shout out to her, because that probably happened around like 2000 or so, which therapy wasn't even a popular thing as now. So 26 years ago and you was paying for that, salute to you. Now, another news, we love parents that support their kids. We do. But is it overdoing it, as Flauge, who is a well-known NCAA player, her mom speaks out following the loss in the recent game.
What is going on today, Flauge is beating South Carolina in real life, okay? And no disrespect to them girls, no disrespect to Dawn. We beating them in real life. The whole goal is to go to the WNBA and get you a bag, right? Get you a bag and provide for your family, right? Flauge has already done that. She's already done that. Flauge don't even have to go to the league. She is set for life. Her mama set her up for life. But let's go back. We talking about basketball. Even in basketball, she is beating them on the floor.
If you haven't seen Flauge, she's an LSU basketball player. She's been doing her thing for a minute. She did also play with Angel Reese for a period of time. Was her mom out of line, B?
Nah, they always going to defend the babies. I get it. I understand it. I respect it.
Okay. A little to it. I like parents that get a little feisty. I wouldn't want my mama doing that, but I like seeing other people's parents do it. Just relax a little bit, mama.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
We got one of our cousins in the building. He does it all. He raps. He hosts. He hosts a movie night. He does it all, man. Renaissance man.
We might just not know.
Yeah. Did you say breakdance?
Yeah.
We got a piece of cardboard in the back. Chief, Royal Chief, he's in the building. What's up, man?
Listen, I will get this choreo cracking. See? Don't play with me.
See?
Told y'all.
Don't play with me.
Dang on Libras, man. They think they can do everything.
I can.
And we talking about the On Wax DJ battle, which is coming up. Just remind the cousins real quick.
Any DJ, too.
Right. Let us know where it's going down at.
It's going down at Record Bar. March 1st.
What time the doors open?
4:30 p.m.
Okay, and how can people get those tickets?
They just head over to my site, theroyalchief.com, hit the shop, tickets are right there.
We got Royal Chief in the building. We talking about the On Wax DJ battle. It's coming up March 1st.
Yes, sir. We out here, man.
And we excited for the battle because I heard it's $1,000 a grand prize for the DJs. Mm.
Yes, indeed. Big dog. Big dog money. Mm.
And how many DJs we got signed up already?
We got 8 DJs in there. 8 of the best in the region, in the city, going head to head.
And who are the judges?
The judges.
Can you release that information exclusively on Hustle and Shine?
I'll release a couple of them. We got my dog Joe Black in the building.
Okay.
You know, Grammy Award winning. And then we got one of our former 2-time champions, Nick Davis, in the building. Mm.
Yeah. I forgot Nick walked away with that check.
Yeah, he did. He beat me.
He did.
Did y'all faced off?
It was me and him in the finals. In the first one.
Oh, okay.
But you know what happened?
What happened,
B? I can talk about this now. Okay. So their clock was messing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my transitions and stuff planned. Mm-hmm. I had it like...
Right.
But I couldn't get to my last two because...
The clock.
Yeah, you know.
I think I do vaguely remember that.
But if I lose to somebody, it's going to be to him. I love Nick Davis. He's one of the best in the city for sure. And also DJ Boogie B. That's my dog, too. Yes. He won the one after that, too.
Out of STL.
So, yeah, that's my dog, too. Yes. KC Event Company, what's up, man?
Now, I got to ask you, because most people are like, wait, a DJ battle? How are you grading it? Like, what are the rules? How do you pick, like, is it levels to it? How does that work?
Yeah. We feel like we kind of in one of them eras where, like, you got the older DJs who was about, you know, the technical skills, and they used to being on vinyl, and then you got, like, the newer DJs who on the controllers and whatnot. So we want to find a balance between skill set, scratching, blending, rocking the party. So we kind of got a criteria that fits into all the bubbles, and like you got to be good at everything to really walk away with the cash.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Trying to transition and fixate between, like, for example, y'all, you have to have an 80s hip hop song mixed with a 2000s or a 2000s pop song, it's something real random, y'all, that you, as a DJ, you have to prepare for all of these things. And so, and no, you got to do your homework going into the on wax battle, because if you pull a record or something that you have no familiarity with, a genre or an era, let's say you ain't got no gospel music in your folder.
Shame on you for one.
Well, yeah, two. For sure. Two, you're going to lose because you didn't follow whatever the guidelines are. So it's surreal. You know, you got to do your homework. You just can't come in there all nilly-willy and trying to win this thing.
Thank you. Like, I'm popular. I'm finna come in here.
Nah. It don't work like that, dog.
It ain't like that.
Yeah, you get packed up real fast.
Pack him up and get him out of here. On Wax DJ Battle is going down March 1st. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. Of course, Royal Chief, you'll be hosting, and I'll be alongside you this time.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's going to be a vibe come through.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Yes, indeed, y'all, as well. Thank you.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Let's hit the booth, D.
Let's get to it. I need my lighter.
Come on.
Let me get my Road Chief back. We still got Road Chief energy in the building. You know, it's Freestyle Shoot. Friday. We're going to do a little something. A little
come
quick
on,
for
come
us.
On, come on, come on, come on.
Bundle up and stay warm, it's a Friday. Check or deposit, you just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend and we'll talk Monday.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council. They are doing a bunch of stuff this weekend.
I love that.
Starting off tonight with the Black Excellence in Art. It's curated by Tia Thomas. Going down at 7 p.m., D.
I love that. Yeah, get you some culture, cousins, with that art. And then also, check out my socials for the location of where I'll be tonight. I'll be outside just a little bit, having a good, safe fun. And then Saturday, Metro by T-Mobile. I'll be live on location 31st and Prospect. We're also, guess what, B? Giving away tickets to your favorite, Cardi B. So if you want some Cardi B tickets and to check out the latest deals by Metro by T-Mobile, I'll be at 31st and Prospect with it on tomorrow.
Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council, they added again on Saturday with Roots and Shoots Youth Workshop with Mannheim Paseo Learning Farm from 4 to 5 p.m. And then later on at night, 5:30 p.m., Farming Wild Black, they having a movie night right here at the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council, D.
It's on nothing but culture all this weekend. And you can't have culture without a little R&B as well. Major shout out to L's. I'll be at Party Patio for the R&B room that's going down at 9:30. And them wings will make you do that. Exactly.
And then shout out my man Cornell Ellis. Block Brothers Liberating Our Community. I'm DJing their Casino Night Gala fundraiser.
Okay.
We're going to raise some funds Brothers Liberating Our Community. You know it.
You going to have them gators on? Mm.
You know it. And of course, without saying, please, this weekend, whatever you do, have fun and be safe. But most of all, D, don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 40, currently 21. Sunny skies at Longview Lake. Former America's Next Top Model judges opened up about the aftermath of the docuseries Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model, and they were asked how they feel about Tyra's doing.
I'm not sure who her publicist is. You know, I think the reality is, and how we approached it, is just to be absolutely honest with it. And it's okay to admit that you made a mistake. It's okay to say, I'm sorry. It's okay to go, it wasn't right. And I know that, and we all know that. None of us are perfect. We were trying. There were lots of mistakes. Some things perhaps were even forced errors.
Reality TV does not always age well. If it has ever. And that is one of those shows that didn't. But if we being honest, Tyra is not the only one to blame. Where are the producers who weren't the face of it? Who were the people that was actually recording? And the judges too. Y'all all had a hand in what y'all did. Mm.
Where is Takara Jones at? Where's she at? That's all I want to know.
I'm sure she's Google.
And that's fine. She's fine.
Mm-hmm. In other news, we've been seeing a lot of daytime TV shows that have been canceled, like Sherry Shepherd's show, even Kelly Clarkson. But a show that is not getting canceled is The J. Hood Show. She was renewed for her fifth season, and it is expected to air throughout 2026 and 2027. According to the press release, it continues to set the standard in daytime television with headlining, making interviews, and of course, that viral spirit tunnel. And I honestly think that viral spirit tunnel is what is keeping...
That's what saved her.
I ain't going to say that, but I think it did a lot. You know, it had a lot to do with that, for sure. That's The Morning Gossip on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Pisces. People that wear they emotions and heart on their sleeves.
On their face.
Everywhere, but inside. We got a birthday shout out for you up next.
But inside.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those romantic, nurturing, and understanding Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to comedian and friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Happy birthday, Chico B. Sending a big happy birthday to former NBA player who was on the star-studded cover of NBA Ballers. If you know, you know. Happy birthday to Stephon Marbury. A big happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer and well-known sports commentator Charles Barkley. A happy heavenly birthday to film director and actor who will go down as one of the greats. Happy heavenly birthday to Sydney Poitier. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to singer-songwriter, fashion designer, actress, and businesswoman. Happy birthday to Rihanna.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ty Will, Chandler Chase, and Tammy Green. Sending birthday love to Henry Groves, YTL Ocho, and Malika A. Jones. Happy birthday, Roddy Mizzle and Ty Mississippi. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, OG Sean Copeland Sr. And happy 13th birthday to Melanie Johnson and everybody else born on February 20th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. What you got going on this Friday?
Nothing. Dropping pills off and work.
Okay. All right, man. What's your check engine light looking like?
I don't have that. I don't do that.
Oh, ho, brother, ho.
Zero
tolerance. Don't even have that energy. All right, Dennis, we want to get you qualified to win $500 to help you fill your fridge. All you got to do is finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for
work, 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 work. And everything, work, 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 work.
Hey,
Good just, enough for me.
Thank you.
Sounded just like her. All right, you getting qualified. Right, yeah. She missed me in that little part. I have no idea what she said. So I'm with you, cousin. Emma. You're now qualified to win $500 to fill your fridge. If you get that $500, you gonna just eat for yourself or the whole family get to eat?
The whole family eating.
Let's check.
Everybody eats, B.
Everybody eats.
Bon appetit.
All right, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustling Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams. You do not slam the Z. You tripping.